stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, November 8th. We're back with you, entertaining you every friggin' morning.
Happy Tuesday. This was definitely one of those mornings where it's like, I love talking, but this was one of those mornings where I was like,
really?
Crap.
It was hard for you to get up this morning?
Not hard for me to get up. Actually, no. I woke up 2 hours before I had to be out of the house, which is a first. Okay. Usually I wake up like 20 minutes before, but I was preparing for some auditions and stuff. But the funny thing is, you would think, considering I'd been up for so long, that I would have been on time this morning. And the second, there's nothing worse than having so much time, you're relaxing at home, and then you jump into your car right on time just to get you to your location on time. Mm-hmm. And then you realize your tank is empty, your gas.
Oh, wow.
So I had to go get gas, which is why I kind of trailed behind this morning.
That's okay. You're here on time, and that's important.
Yeah.
You know? That's all that matters, really.
Yeah, literally on time for the show.
Yeah.
Just made it.
Well, so you took your time to prepare today. You're looking beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hair is
How long does it take to do your hair?
Not too long. Yeah. I mean, honestly, 15, 20 minutes, probably.
Really? So that's not too bad.
Makeup's really quick. I do my makeup in 5-10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like to put makeup on unless I have something directly after.
Really?
Because it clogs your pores. And, you know, makeup, it really isn't so great for your skin.
Mm.
So if I don't have an audition, I usually come here just without any makeup at all.
Yeah.
And I think that helps with, aging.
Okay.
How about not aging?
You're already thinking about aging.
I have to. I'm an actor. I have to look good.
That's true, you know, but you're still young, you know. You got plenty of years to worry about looking old, you know.
Yeah, but I did read an article recently, and they said that 25, when I turn 25, is the age where your things do truly change.
Oh, really?
And your body and your, everything.
Wow,
so I'm
that's
kinda
interesting.
Nervous. April 11th.
You think it's going to happen?
About 6 months. Yeah. Well, that's when I guess I'll start noticing things, even with my body.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but maybe it's true. I don't know.
I'm nervous. Yeah. We will see.
Yeah. So we have a beautiful day in L.A., although it's been freezing, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe how cold it is at night?
It's been freezing, but it's so nice though to go to bed with like sweatpants and a super heavy fleece and blankets. Yeah. Like I love to be bundled up with 10 blankets on top of
really?
Me. It feels great.
Yeah.
But the sucky thing is waking up.
Yes.
Waking up cold and having to get ready.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of bed, man. That's probably the hardest thing I have to do during the day is to get out of bed.
Exactly. Trust me, I know. I purposely went to bed early last night because I knew I wanted to get up early this morning, you know, run my lines, just mentally prepare. And so I feel good.
Yeah, so you're going to an audition today.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's for?
I have two auditions today.
Oh, really?
Which is great. Wow. I'm very excited. One of them's a TV pilot, which would be, I mean, this role is so funny and it'd just be perfect for me. So I'm excited and I'm more than prepared. I could literally say these lines backwards in my head.
Wow, really?
And then the other one's just a small role in a feature, a movie, but it's just a small cameo. It could be larger. It's just from the impression I got from the sides. They only had, it's a few lines, so that one wasn't as hard to prepare.
Right.
But the character is a dancer, which is nice because I used to dance, and so I can relate to that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
A sitcom, huh?
The first one, TV pilot.
Right.
So it'll be a TV
pilot.
It's a pilot
for a sitcom, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be cool, huh, if you got it?
That would be amazing. Are you kidding me? And it's super funny. It almost kind of, it reads almost Saturday Night Live in a way. Very sketch, kind of dramatic in a way, but funny, super funny.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, that would be great, man.
I'm excited.
Can you imagine to have like a regular job on TV, man? That's like, that's
wow, well, that's the freaking plan. Yeah. That was the plan 5 years ago. In fact, my goal was always like by age 25. 25 was the age that I had to be doing, you know, something meaty in this industry,
right,
the business. And I mean, I am. I should be proud, but
yeah, keep pursuing it. You know, you just need one breakout role and you'll do just fine. You know,
you just learn it. It never seems to be enough. You know, even when you get that breakout role, that's not, it's not enough. Then you want to get a more breakout role. You know,
that's
everything,
true.
everything.
That's true. Yeah, but then it's easier, you know, once you're accomplished in the industry and people know you can bring in a lot of money, then you become valuable to them, you know?
yeah it's true.
Yeah,
so
well, so we hope you get it. We're
thank
gonna
you
do a collective
wish me
prayer
luck
for you.
Can tell you about the auditions tomorrow.
Yeah, that would
hopefully
be
I don't completely f it up. That would be devastating because I have recently did have an audition that didn't go so great.
Yeah.
It just didn't go as the way I wanted it to. When does it, honestly? But, you know, when you walk out of the audition room being completely confused, thinking, what the hell just happened? That's not good.
Not a good sign.
So I need kind of something to boost me up. I've been preparing for this. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready, Sam.
How many people are usually at an audition? I mean, is it usually like, what, 100 people, 50 people?
Oh, it's always different. Well, over the course of the time, like, how many people do casting directors audition for a certain role?
Well, let's say when you go there today,
right,
how many people do you think are going to be there?
Usually not many. I mean, because you have time slots, you know, so they might have one person at 10, you know, 10 o'clock, then the next one's at 10:05 or 10:07, then 10:15. So, I mean, when I get there, maybe there'll be from one person to 10 people on average.
I see. Okay.
Because they're kind of coming in on a consistent, steady.
Right. So it's not everybody sitting there waiting to be called in.
No, not for these projects. Yeah. Sometimes for commercials, it's a little crazy.
Really?
But I don't know. I mean, for me, I've never had to wait more than, you know, 20, 30 minutes to go in for my audition. But I hear friends of mine who go to auditions and they say there are like 100 people waiting and you know, they've been waiting for an hour and a half. And I'm thinking, well, these must be open calls.
Yeah.
Because if you have a scheduled audition through your agent or manager, I mean, I'm never waiting that long. No way.
Really?
And so that sucks. Having to wait a few hours to audition, like your whole, it's hard to keep that energy up and to keep focused.
Right. So you have an agent that finds you the auditions and stuff?
Yeah, I have an agent and a manager.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I better, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd be screwed. There's no way you can get like good TV or film work without an agent.
Yeah, I
or
would
a manager.
Imagine, yeah.
You can have one or the other, an agent or a manager, or you can have both, but you have to have somebody, you know?
Yeah, you do.
I believe the more people you have on your side, you know, working as a team together.
Right.
The better your chances.
Right, especially with the connections they have.
Right,
you know,
right.
You could never get through to the people that they can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, depending on their history as a manager and agent.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that don't know jack.
No, they just pose, huh?
Oh, there are so many posers. I hate posers. They don't roll well with me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, no.
Well, we wish you good luck with the auditions.
Gracias, amore. Gracias.
Yes. We hope to see you become a big star someday.
Ah, thank you.
The sooner the better, right?
Yeah, exactly. I so badly wanted to rehearse my lines on air, but I can't because sometimes the material, you know, you're not allowed to share it.
Right.
Because you could get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of stinks.
They don't want everybody to know their what they're working on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Do you have something or can I?
Well, no, of course. Okay. Go ahead. No, what is it you want to talk about?
The Conrad Murray verdict.
Yes. He was found guilty yesterday.
He was found guilty. Now, obviously, I don't think that was a shocker to anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the crazy thing is, like, we don't know yet how much jail time he's actually going to spend.
Right.
And the judge has up to, what, 20 days, I believe, to make his final verdict.
Yeah, they're going to make, on the 29th, they're going to have the sentencing where they decide how long he'll be on, right?
What a time to find out, right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I am thankful for going to prison for 4 years.
Yeah, but you know what? Apparently, they're saying he won't be there for very long, you know?
No. I mean, the maximum sentence was going to be 4 years. However, because of the whole overpopulation, the most he could possibly even get would be 2 years. But now they're even saying he probably will spend a few days and then get house arrest.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I know. Honestly, it's because his, you know, manslaughter, it wasn't cruel, it wasn't out of violent intentions, you know.
Right,
it was kind of accidental in a way, but through, you know,
it was from reckless behavior, but it was, he didn't plan to murder him or anything.
Right.
So, that's why it was voluntary manslaughter, and I guess, you know, that doesn't carry such a big sentence like murder does.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, I mean, he should be spending some time in jail, you know. It was, like, so surreal to see them, like, putting the handcuffs on him. They showed clips on TV yesterday. As soon as the verdict is reached and announced, you know, the guys that work in the court.
Yeah, security probably, or police officers.
Whatever they call them. Court officers or something. You know, moved forward and put the handcuffs on him, you know.
How was his reaction?
While he was still sitting there in the court.
Oh, my God.
He's just, I mean, he's had this poker face from the beginning, you know.
Right.
You can't tell what he feels like, you know.
Well, he's, I'm sure, devastated. But at the same time, I think he expected this. In fact, they said that he, you know, for like the 2 days before the sentence, he had been going to church and just pretty much saying, you know, he knows in a few days something bad's going to kind of happen.
Right.
Just to prepare himself for it.
Yeah. So, you mean he wasn't in jail all this time? They let him walk free?
Unless there's, like, a jail at the court or you know, in the prison or some kind of, church.
Church?
I don't know, but he practiced religiously.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's possible, you know, that he wasn't in jail before that, but that's pretty unusual because they're saying he's, like, a... suicide risk.
Oh, that's all rumors, though.
Know?
That wasn't true.
No.
No. Although, I mean, I wouldn't blame him if he did feel like killing himself right now. But when you think about it, you know, 1 year, two years in prison is nothing compared to the rest of his life that he has, you know, moving forward.
Right. Yeah.
After, you know,
right,
jail.
Yeah.
However, unfortunately, the whole medical, you know, losing his medical license, he has a chance to fight back for it, but that's just, they were saying how it's very unlikely that he will ever be able to practice again.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just based on, you know, his behavior.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I know the Jackson family and a lot of fans are happy.
Mm-hmm.
And although this is not going to bring Michael back, but, you know.
No, but you know what? It is what it is, for crying out loud. I mean, Michael did tons of drugs, too. He was, I think, you know, when I see that, did you ever see the movie This Is It, his final?
Yeah, I did.
The documentary style? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You could just tell he was kind of downhill.
Right.
I mean, all the meds he was taking and just, I mean, everything. He just looked in bad shape.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he was a mess for a long time, you know, with all the child abuse accusations and, you know, and all the shit that he was involved in and, you know, I mean, he was more famous than famous, you know, I mean, he was like the ultimate famous person and, you know, he's gone now, so.
Legend.
You know.
And he'll always be remembered. I mean, he will never be forgotten.
Yeah. I mean, his music is amazing, so he wasn't a great person, you know, I mean, I don't care about that. As far as a musician, just give me the music, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure he was a great person, though. I mean, even through This Is It, you can just see how he was. He's a beautiful person. Mm. Loves children. Loves people. I mean, just.
Yeah.
But I just mean health-wise, he didn't seem on top of it. You know, he definitely seemed like he was deteriorating and unhealthy.
Yeah, and the way he looked, you know, with all the surgery and.
Sure.
Yeah, and the changes he undergone, he looked like a monster after a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like kind of like put together like Frankenstein or something.
I was always intrigued and really would have loved to hear him explain like why he wanted, you know, to change his skin color and what,
right.
You know, he.
Yeah.
Changed
and it's
it.
Not just his skin color. Obviously, you know, his nose as well,
right.
His cheek, his.
But you know, so many people do that stuff.
Yeah.
But the color you're born with, like changing that's huge.
Yeah. Well, I think so he hated being black. You know, that's why he changed all the features like that. You know? He had a chin implant. I mean, have you seen that?
Oh yeah.
He's got like a cleft chin and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
And his nose.
Yeah, and his nose. There's nothing left of his nose when he died. And, you know,
pretty wild.
Michael Jackson, what are you going to do?
Aww.
So there's the doctor there, and I guess he's going to pay somehow.
So now I'm assuming Mr. Murray will, or Dr. Murray, shall I say. Should I even call him doctor anymore? Blast that. Mr. Murray, for these next 20 days before we're waiting for the sentence, well, he's in, I'm assuming, locked up, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, they put the cuffs on him. They took him to jail, and that's where he's going to stay.
That is crazy.
Now, his lawyers are saying they're going to appeal, but, you know, who knows what that's going to bring.
Yeah. You know. Oh, it's worth it, though. I mean, yeah, what do you have to lose,
exactly,
honestly?
What have you got to lose? Yeah. So, and then, so that was all over the news yesterday. And then another thing that was all over the news is this fourth woman who came forward now and said that Herman Cain abused her.
Right.
So her story, I mean, is pretty graphic. You know, did you hear that?
No. Yeah. I mean, I read this because I mentioned it yesterday about a fourth woman, but
right.
What do you mean graphic? How
yeah,
graphic
I mean,
can
she
you get?
Came out, you know, press conference and she's like that. And she was claiming that, I mean, I pretty much remember it, but she said that he put his hand on her leg beneath her shirt toward my genitals and pushed her head toward his crotch after dinner, which he sought his help in finding a job.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
So she said, you know, she asked him, what the hell are you doing? And he said, you want a job, right?
Ooh, see, that to me is even worse than the action, yeah. The words, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for all we know, they weren't really meeting for a job. You know, it was a date, and who knows, and he was, you know.
No, it wasn't a date, though.
Fancy, but, oh. But the, what I'm saying, like, the words that she said is right. More important than the action itself.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's you know? Crazy. Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah, so she's coming out. Of course, she's got Gloria Allred on her side, you know, who is the lawyer to the female stars.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always there, you know. I can't stand her, and I think most people can't, you know. But maybe because she's right sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. Usually people don't like it when, you know,
yeah.
You're right. Like me. No, I'm kidding. I'm always right.
So she wants Cain to apologize and everything and come clean. She says she's not after money, so I don't know about that, but I'm sure she's going to write a book or something.
What does all of this mean, though, for Cain? Like, will he have to now go to court for this, or what?
No, she said she's not pressing charges or anything, and besides,
there's like this... Are any of the other girls?
Well, there's a statute of limitation, I guess, on something like that.
Right, the time.
Yeah, so I guess she says that, you know, she can't probably sue him anymore. But apparently she said her 13-year-old son's encouragement led her to come out in the public and say that.
I see.
So, I mean, why would you tell this to a 13-year-old son? I have no idea, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not need
why
to know
Why does
that?
He need to know about that?
Mm-mm.
So, jeez. Cain is in deep trouble now. So, he says that he's, yeah.
His opponents aren't.
Yeah.
Our opponent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people are trying to trip him up, and we'll see what happens, you know? But, they did a poll, and most Americans think the claims are true.
Oh, yeah, so, I have no doubt either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's because we rush judge people, you know? And,
right. But this stuff happens more than we think. We just don't always hear it because a lot of people don't mention it.
Right.
But it is happening all the time.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine that. You know, I mean, you got to have the balls to do something like that, you know?
Well,
you
with
really
a
do.
Certain a sense of power, yeah.
Yeah, and thinking you're going to get away
everything.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I can't tell you how many times, like, I've been shocked at, you know, you always get the lame excuse of, oh, I, you know, act or, you know, directors, writers in this the industry I'm in. Oh, I have a new script. There's a role in it that would be great for you. You want to meet up for coffee and talk about it, you know?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, of course, when I was a little more naive,
you would do
me.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would meet up and you could just tell, oh, we're not really here for the script. You know, you're never going to get this thing on its feet. You're not considered. You're just a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
You wanted to meet up with me and talk and see, you know. And then after that coffee, they try to, you know, see if they can ask, you know, take you out on another date where, you know, there's whatever.
Wow. So they really take advantage of that power that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And, it probably still happens a lot in Hollywood, I'm sure.
Oh,
you know?
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, you put a man in a power position, and that's what's going to you know,
well,
that's
you don't even have
lead.
To have power for it. You know, it's, I mean, guys are sneaky, first of all. And
no, I mean, the power to hire you, maybe, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
sure, okay.
Yeah, so.
Because I was going to say, like, a writer, director, we're all on the same page. No one's more powerful than the other, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm looking for good roles, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, it's a way definitely to strike up a conversation with me.
Yeah.
But I also now know, you know, who is full of shit and who's not.
Right.
You look them up. Do your research, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do your research.
That's true. There's no secrets about anybody anymore. You can find out just about anything on anybody.
Yeah, the internet is amazing.
Yeah.
An amazing tool.
It really is. So if people think there's any privacy left, I got news for you, you know. And like someone said, you know, there's no privacy. Get over it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you try to keep your things personal and private, you know. You're always leaving tracks behind on the internet.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, the internet. I mean, it's Facebook, too. Facebook is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
You know? All you need to do is write one stupid post, you know, one stupid status update, and you could potentially be in big trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be careful. Watch yourself.
Yeah, and then another, I mean, many other services actually depend on Facebook. They make you sign in as with your Facebook sign-ins, you know?
What do you mean? Like what
and that,
services?
Like, for example, like, have you heard of Spotify? It's like this new thing that came from Europe. I mean, it's been in Europe for a while. And it's Spotify.com. And when you go there, you download this program, and you can listen to any song that you can imagine.
Hmm.
You just do a search on the song. It comes up. You can hear it.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. So, for example, they require you to sign in with your Facebook login information, which sucks, you know, because then you have everybody's got that information on you.
Yeah. No, that's true. But you know, Facebook's brilliant for thinking of this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They are using their business to the maximum. And
yeah, they're leveraging everything they have, you know, and they don't care. Have you heard that they're going to put a feature called Lifeline? And it's very controversial. They actually want to do like a, for each user, it's going to show everything you ever did and wrote on Facebook. Pictures, things you said, things like that, you know? Everything and like with whatever time it happened and all that stuff. So,
wait a minute, I'm confused. Explain this again.
Yeah.
This sounds bizarre and ridiculous. How will they know? You mean like everything in the past that you've posted?
Yes. Yeah, everything that you've posted is going to be documented there for everybody to see.
How though? Like where?
I don't know how they're going to implement it, but that's what they want to do.
So if I that's crazy. So
yeah.
If I want to see what Steve, you know, Steve Hansen, I'm making up a name right
yeah.
now. Bullshit. It did 4 years ago when
right.
he was in this crazy marriage that he claims he was in. I can just go on Facebook
yeah.
and see what he posted. Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't like that, you know. I mean, that's definitely going to hurt some people.
It is.
You know, because like you said, you know, you do things in the past where you're young and stupid and
yeah.
and then you have to live with that.
That sounds like something that they would have to ask. It would have to be an option of ours. Like, just like, did you notice Facebook added this whole subscription thing where
yes.
you can subscribe to people's pages? Well, you know, that didn't automatically just go on, you know, go on to all of our pages. You have to click a button to accept it or, you know, to approve. So
right.
I'm wondering maybe with this, because this seems bizarre,
yeah.
that you would have to, like, say, yes, that's okay, or, you know, approve that application, you know?
Right, yeah.
I have nothing to hide. I don't know about you, Sam, but...
That stuff I post on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to be ashamed of, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm always very careful about what I post, you know? I don't
mm-hmm.
want to... give away
I'm not
too much.
I am pretty blunt and I do post some ridiculous things. However, I do it with caution. And anybody that really knows me knows that I'm just kind of like an outspoken freak.
Uh-huh.
in the nicest terms. But
mm-hmm.
I like the whole subscribing thing.
Do you? I mean, I don't see the point in it. I mean, you get to follow someone without friending them?
Well, I have no interest in subscribing, you know, subscribing to anyone's page. But I like the idea of it because, like, Facebook only lets you have 5,000 friends.
Right.
So after that, you know, all these other people, that you send them to your fan page, and that kind of just sounds wrong, you know, after
right.
I just met them. So if they just subscribe, they can still see pretty much anything
That's true,
on
yeah.
your page.
I see.
You can keep in touch in that way.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. So it's because... well, was it okay?
It's just to have
mind.
A
yeah.
broader, you know, group of a network, you know, a
yeah.
bigger network. It's also funny to see, you know, who's popular, who's not, who has subscribers.
Does it say how many subscribers people have?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
Oh.
So currently I have 77. I just opened this application though, like a few
uh-huh.
days ago.
Yeah. Okay, we know you're popular.
Okay. Oh, you have a lot too. You have 39 subscribers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
39. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they might as well friend me. I mean, what's the point in subscribing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think what happens also is when they send the friend request, they automatically are
subscribed. Yeah.
So if you accept the request, then they're friends. If you don't accept, then they're, you know, they're subscribed.
Right. Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So now I only have to accept the people I truly, truly know. Yeah. Because it's starting to get out of hand. You know, sometimes on Facebook I have people where it's like, you know, and it's the ones that are posting nonstop, and I'm like, I've never met you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so look, on the one hand, it's nice to build up your friends because you're building up an audience for what you want to say and stuff. So,
right, exactly.
But the downside is that most of these people you've never met, you don't know them. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's no way you know 5,000 people. And
nope. Yeah. Although I will say.
So then you have to read all that shit, you know. But now I figured out that you can create a list of only like close friends and stuff. So then you can only see the stream of the people you want.
Yeah, that gets complicating though. I mean, it just gets time consuming. Once you have 5,000, it's like,
true.
I'm not going through 5,000 people.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know, to find the ones that you know, I think in 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, you could figure it out once and for all, you know.
Not me.
And then you get a stream that's more relevant. You know, I actually took the time because I thought, you know, why am I seeing all these posts and shit that don't really mean anything to me, you know?
Oh, you mean posts from other people?
From other people.
On your wall. I
right.
see what you mean.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's easier. You just pick the people you're interested in hearing about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm tired of all the pet pictures on Facebook. I mean, I've just had enough of cats.
The what?
And all, you know?
That's
everybody
hysterical.
Has to post those photos, you know? I mean, sometimes there are some that are funny, but
one
for the
is
most
okay,
part,
you know?
Yeah.
But when people post like an album of 50 pictures of them with their cat or dog,
I know, and
give me a break.
I mean, you know what? A picture with you and the cat I can handle, but the cat alone, I mean, I don't care. It doesn't speak to me, you know?
That's hysterical. No, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
No, I have friends that will post like 20 pictures of their cat all at one time, you know?
Yeah.
Make an album of it.
I know.
I heard. Is this true? But guys, yeah. I mean, for the most part, guys are dog lovers as opposed to cats.
Are they really?
For the most part.
Oh, okay.
But I also read that for a lot of men find women that love cats, that are like post pictures of them with their cats all the time, that it really is a huge turnoff.
Really? Yeah.
That they automatically kind of think of like their grandma or somebody, you know? They don't get it. They don't understand why you would like a cat.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah, I know. I don't know about cats. My kids have both, so I can't figure them out. But thank goodness I don't have to live with cats anymore, man. Or even dogs, you know. They shit on the floor. They puke on the carpet. I mean, give me a break, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's worth it for some people. It's just like with a child, you know. I mean, they also shit and puke and all that stuff, and you got to clean it all up and take care of them. But it's worth it for people. So I guess they figure, you know, okay, so I have to pick up my dog shit. I get used to it after a while. Not a big deal, you know, but
well,
I have a dog
best friend,
that I love.
You
right.
know, it's companion, too.
Yeah, it's like family.
They are.
But I can't relate to the pictures on Facebook, though. You guys got to stop them.
Stop the pet pictures.
Yeah.
What else is really bad? I don't like the planking pictures.
You don't like planking?
Although I've noticed it seems
I
like
thought
that's
the funniest.
It's slowed down a bit. I don't see any
planking pictures. I mean, in fact, many people don't know what it is, so I started posting some pictures about it.
You did?
Yeah. But that was awesome. Some time ago. But I think the funniest thing ever, I mean, I could sit and watch those pictures.
I just think it's weird. I don't get it. It's weird and stupid. But I don't find it funny either. I just find it truly stupid. I just find it stupid.
That's why it's funny, you know? I mean, why would you lie down like that, you know, with your face on the ground? And the places that people plank is just amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
I suppose.
Yeah. Ridiculous. To those who don't know what planking is, it's lying on your stomach, hands beside you, and... You know, you're just lying straight on the floor, and you look like a plank. And people do this in many different places, you know.
I truly don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. What else don't I get?
Yeah.
I don't like guys that just post. I mean, they always post pictures of them with any hot chick at a club. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
It almost makes them look obsessed in a way, and like they truly can't get any real girl because they have to post a picture. Like, they have to take all these pictures with different chicks.
That's true. I never thought of
it
that way. Yeah. So they're trying to show off even chicks that they probably only just met, you know,
yeah.
and took a picture with.
It's just weird. Like, I rarely will post a picture of me with a guy, you know, unless it's a good friend of mine, you know, and
right.
we hung out and had a great time, and then I'll post something. But I don't really do that.
No.
Or with girls. Like, girls or guys. I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, I usually post stuff of me when I'm at a job, you know, and it's like an interesting, cool set or right. whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Everyone's different.
Yeah, of course.
I've noticed there are two types of Facebookers. There are the types that, you know, stick to really, like, kind of not necessarily business professional. Like, mine by no means is business professional, but, you know, it's, like, more networking and, like, a lot of my work, the jobs.
Right.
And then there are people that everything they post is partying, you know,
right.
Like at the party.
Yeah,
drinking.
Either that or I'm eating, and you know, I mean, people sit at a restaurant, they take a picture of their food and post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the point? Just enjoy your fucking dinner, you know.
Yeah.
Get off Facebook for a few minutes.
I know.
Minutes,
why
you know?
Are you bragging?
Yeah. So people do that, but you know, I mean, that's what it's about. I think it reflects real life, you know,
mm-hmm.
where some people. Do certain things in a certain way, and some people do not, you know.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. But the news is, did we talk about Lindsay Lohan is going to appear in Playboy? Did we talk about that?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What? No.
In the January-February issue, she's going to be on there nude, obviously.
Wow.
And, yeah, that would be interesting to see, huh?
Literally, like, implied nude, though, meaning we're not going to see her nipples and...
Of course.
We are going to see her nipples.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, she's true.
Why do you think they... Yeah, they don't do spread on Playboy. I mean, she might not show lips or pink, you know, but she will show, you know, you'll be able to see...
Wow.
You'll be able to see her fully nude. It just depends on what the poses are like, you know?
I wonder how much a celebrity gets for that. Because I know, like, the just regular Playboy girls that just randomly... That aren't celebrities.
Right.
They do not get... The pay is not impressive.
Right. They don't get a lot. No,
not
but
at
for,
all.
For celebrities, I think $1 million apiece or something.
$1 million?
Yeah. They didn't really say anything about how much they're paying her. But I'm sure we'll
That's crazy, because a lot of the chicks get not even like $1,000, literally.
Yeah. I know.
But it depends on what level you get to. You know, like, I think the calendars or something are literally like $500 or $600. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Show your boobs and everything. I would never.
Yeah.
The only, let me just mention, by the way, the only reason I know this is because a friend of mine shoots for Playboy.
Oh, really?
And I shoot with him a lot, but not nudes, not Playboy.
Right.
We just shoot some headshots and fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must have a lot of photographers, huh?
Not really, actually.
No?
I think they have like 2 or 3.
It's their own photographers? So they don't buy stuff from other photographers or anything? Because, you know, many magazines will just buy photos from the photographers themselves.
Oh, right. No. Not
Playboy. Like freelance and stuff, you know?
No. I mean, I'm sure they have other, like, things. I don't know. They when it comes to their main shoots that they do, you know, on a regular basis monthly, I mean, they have the same photographers, same crew that they use. And they have a studio. I can't remember where it is, but it's in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to it's really cool, actually.
Is it?
Because they have a few different rooms, and they have each room has a different setup.
Right.
You know, one might look like a jungle, and the other one might be like a girl on a motorcycle with the forest in the background. You know, one's a bedroom. It's cool. It's like a movie studio, honestly, you know, or where TV shows film their stuff.
Right.
So, it's cool.
Yeah.
They
well,
nice
okay, so we're
going to
see her. I mean, would you do it for a specific price? Go and Playboy? You know, because Playboy, remember, you don't have to spread your lips.
Right.
You don't have to do these things, you know?
Your boobs are all, though. First of all, though, they like fake boobs, or they, you know, the perky boobs.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, my boobs are all natural.
Yeah.
And you can tell, you know? I mean, they don't sag down low, but, I mean, they're, you know, they're not up and going.
Yeah, which, like I said, most guys don't like. You know, the fake ones.
Oh, okay. What are you about to say?
No, the fake ones people don't like. I don't like them personally.
Yeah.
You know?
Not going to lie. $1 million sounds awesome.
Yeah.
For $1 million, I would do it.
Yeah, why not?
Hell yeah, I would do
it.
For $500,000, hell no. No.
Yeah.
It's all about the right price, you know?
No, absolutely.
Isn't that horrible?
Absolutely.
But it also depends on what. Like, you said no, like your, you know, private part isn't popping out. If it's just the boobs exposed, $1 million, hell yeah.
Well, it's not just the boobs, you know? I mean, they do show,
your
it's
ass.
Just that they don't spread their lips, you know? But they'll show your crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
$1 million,
like,
you'd do it.
$1 million's a lot of money, Sam.
It is.
So I can't say I wouldn't. Put it that way.
Yeah.
I can't say I wouldn't.
And besides, I mean, some women would do it for nothing. It's just for them, it's such a big deal to be in Playboy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, is it?
Yeah. Some girls say it's always been their fantasy or their dream
to
do that. Can you imagine?
Well, I suppose, I just want to know what kind of girl. Well, who though? Are we talking like porn art? You know, porno people.
No, I don't think so. No, because I think chicks that want to get into Playboy are not necessarily chicks that want to be in porn. Mm-hmm. They just figure, oh, this is tasteful. You know, I mean, they're gonna. It's going to flatter me and my body, then I should do it, you know, and it'll make me famous.
Well, you know what it would be for me also, though, is it's the history of Playboy. You know, Playboy is just, I mean, it's famous. It's legendary in a way. I mean, it's been around forever, and it's got such an amazing reputation in many ways.
It's a big brand for sure.
It's huge. Yeah. So that would be so more so why I would do it, just because, hey, you know, it's awesome to say, you know, you were part of that.
That's true. Now, would you do it for $1 million for Hustler or Penthouse?
Well, you have to explain what is the difference. Okay. Like, what's Hustler?
Hustler is very dirty, you know, very dirty.
But wait, I think I remember seeing, like, covers of Hustler, and it's, like, dirty sexy, but, like, still tasteful. Or is
no,
it, like...
No, not really.
Then,
I mean,
no, I would not.
Yeah, they spread lips, everything.
Oh, no, I would not do that. No, no way in hell. No.
$2 million?
No, I can't. Yep.
Everybody's got their price, you know.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
No, that would be who?
$2 million, huh? You wouldn't do it.
Would you do it?
Yeah. What the hell?
It's life changing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? You never truly know until you are offered that opportunity.
That's true.
And then you start to really think about it.
I know. You know.
For
and
me,
then
it's the cooch, realize... the lips. I mean, that would freak me out. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah.
But the boobs I wouldn't have a problem with.
Yeah.
For that price.
For that price. They're not going to pay you that price just for boobs.
Well, yeah, but things are going to be there. They're just not your crotch. Isn't going to be like completely spread eagle.
That's true.
There's just no, that's porn.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm
but then you'd
nauseous.
Have to think of all these guys masturbating to your pictures.
I'm going to pass out.
Are you really?
I don't mind that, actually.
You need some water?
No, I'm good. I don't mind knowing the guys are, you know, masturbating to my pictures. I love that, actually.
Do you?
Well, doesn't that make a girl feel good? It's
I like, think huh? so, yeah. Well, but some people might think it's gross. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that.
Yeah, that's funny. So another thing in the news that cracks me up is I guess John Lennon's tooth, okay, one of his rotten teeth has been sold for $30,000.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That's disgusting. I want to know who bought it. I want to know who bought it.
Yeah, I don't know who bought it, but they're saying that...
somebody with money.
I guess a former housekeeper was willing to hold on to one of his teeth. So maybe she's the one that sells it, you know?
Yeah. So does that mean she got to pocket all that money? That's pretty awesome.
You know, I mean, imagine. Well, that's actually a song by John Lennon.
Touché!
I know, maybe we should add... imagine someone selling my rotten tooth.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Ew. I mean, just the idea of that's kind of creepy, honestly.
Yeah.
I really want to know who bought it now. Is it somebody for a museum? What the heck?
Yeah, you see, I don't know because it's only a video here on Anderson Cooper, so I can't tell.
But, you know, sometimes people have their obsessions. Or if it's someone that you are like a hardcore fan of.
Yeah.
I mean, like, God, I mean, can you imagine how much Michael Jackson's tooth would cost? Or how much somebody would pay for that thing?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's true.
What do you do with it? But
yeah. Well, they figured, look, it was in his mouth. It's a big deal, you know, John Lennon.
Yeah. Carry it around. Maybe it'll give you, you know, that same success.
I know. I know. And people like to hoard things and buy shit that makes no sense. You know, I don't understand that. People that pay, you know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars for items and things like that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, well, it's people, first of all, who have the money for that. Like,
yeah.
And when you get to a certain level of, like, I don't know, when you have that much money, you don't know what to do with it. You might as well.
Yeah.
Might as well. Did you hear? I think it was Sandra Bullock's adopted child. Her agent or manager ended up buying the child a painting that was like $12,000-$13,000.
Really?
Yeah, for this child that's like maybe 2-3 years old. What is this child going to do with this painting?
I have no idea. And he doesn't really need the money, the child, I'm sure.
No. He is well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
I love her.
Has she been seen with any guys lately, or is she just...
Well, I knew there was a lot about her with Ryan Reynolds, who was at one point, you know, dating Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
And they're definitely apart, Ren and Scarlett.
Yeah.
And I
that guy must have a very happy penis, let me tell you, with all these celebrities.
Yeah.
Wow.
All these celebs. Are you kidding me? They're all fucking each other. Oh, man. No, now I'm curious, though. I do want to know, because there was so much going on with her dating him, and I don't know if it's current. I don't know if it was a complete rumor, or maybe it's still going on now.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah, you would like to know how you like her.
I love Sandra Bullock. A lot of people say that we have the same personality.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, people that know her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and just from they're all best friends with her. No, based on, like, the roles she plays, first of all, and then her interviews. She has a very smart-ass personality.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's a total smart-ass.
Yeah.
Sometimes she can be mean about it, you know, like bitchy.
So are you a smart-ass, too?
Don't you know that by now?
No, I haven't noticed.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Yes, I totally am.
Smart-ass.
Yeah. I'm told that I'm, like, the brunette Chelsea Handler. Or a Sandra Bullock, personality-wise.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't...
That's a compliment.
I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Some people wouldn't. They're great-looking girls, but they're not talking about looks. They're talking about the personality, and they can be bitches.
I suppose, yeah. Now, did you hear about these two gay penguins in Toronto?
Two what?
Gay penguins.
Okay. No, I have not. I want to, though.
I guess they discovered in Toronto that they have two male African penguins who seem to have a connection, a very special loving connection that, that zookeepers don't know if it's more than just a romance or, no, just more than just a bromance.
They're both male?
So what happens is, they say that they sort of like mingle during the day, and then at night they sort of like pair up and go off on their own.
Interesting.
And,
I like penguins, first of all. They're very interesting creatures, aren't they?
Yeah.
Two males.
But I don't think they really screw each other, but they're saying that they do show behavior, mating behavior, like touching and making sounds and defending their territory.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to separate them. They want to separate them.
Why would they do this? If they
because
want to
they
hang
want
out,
them...
is this hurting anybody? Like, that's the thing.
No, but I guess why they're doing this is so they can fulfill their biological destiny to create more African penguins.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess here people are deciding, who's going to have, who's going to bring more penguins into the world. But look, they're in the zoo, I guess they can make the decisions for them. But I think it's kind of funny to think of penguins as gay. But I guess, there are many animals, I guess, like birds, for example, and other animals that are known to form same-sex relationships.
Yeah. So what other animals? Do you know?
No, they don't really list them, but they say birds, and...
I would think any animals. They're just like, people, why would certain animals only be, prone to being gay and others not? It is so ridiculous. I can't even believe we're talking about
this. A gay animal, I know.
Very interesting.
I know. So that's funny. But, I like this news about animals and stuff. It's always funny,
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I love animals, first of all.
Yeah.
They're just... beautiful.
Yeah.
Animals are great.
Yeah, they really are, and they're kids love them, and it's just amazing,
Yeah. What is your favorite animal?
Oh, good question. I never thought about that before,
no.
I like horses.
Oh, horses are great.
Horses are cool. My favorite animal. I never thought of that.
No?
All my life, I never thought of that.
Well, I can't say that I have a favorite, but I would say I love elephants.
Do you really?
I'm just amazed at just how huge they are, too.
Yeah.
I mean, ginormous.
Yeah.
Enormous, gigantic, put together,
we
ginormous.
Get it?
Get it?
We get it.
Okay. Love it. They're just so huge. Actually, have you seen the movie Water for Elephants yet with Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson?
Does it really have elephants in it?
Oh, yeah. There's
really?
There's one huge elephant. He's like the main, show at one halfway towards the end of the movie or midway through the movie he's introduced. But that movie's great.
Really?
Yeah. And if you like animals, you'll like this.
I do like animals. I'm just not that much into dramas like that.
Yeah.
So
although, I remember when that movie was first coming out, there was a lot of talk about Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson kissing and how they, I think Reese was like complaining about it or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did, you know, normally I love Reese Witherspoon, but she, her performance in this was not, she just didn't feel, it didn't seem like she was so connected to the role.
Really?
Yeah, it just seemed like her acting in this was kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. And especially the chemistry between her and Robert Pattinson. I mean, he has a certain look that he naturally can look like he's in love in a way. He's just got these eyes, these powerful eyes.
Is that the guy from
Twilight?
Twilight, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Super hot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't know.
Anyway, though, the chemistry between them was not, it just wasn't there.
No, huh?
But the movie itself is a good movie. I wasn't impressed with Reese Witherspoon, and I usually love her, so.
I guess it might be pretty complicated to try and create chemistry between two actors, or to at least find the chemistry there when you're casting the movie.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, but at that level, there should be no question that you're going to be able to at least fake it, you know, do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah,
and it just wasn't there.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was, I remember one time I was, we were in Vancouver. And
yeah,
I was sitting
there at a
Starbucks. And there was a chick next to me. Now, I was sitting outside having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really want to look at her because she was sitting right next to me outside. You know, we're sitting in the sun and stuff. And I think my wife went shopping or something, and she was on the phone, and she looked like, and she said something like, "It's Reese," you know, and I'm like thinking, it sure looks like her, you know, it has to be her, but I never got a glimpse of her from the front, just from the side, you know, so I could see her hair and stuff. I would glance,
right,
like steal glances, but I never saw that. And but to this day, I'm sure I was sitting right next to Reese Witherspoon. Not that it's a big deal.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, the coincidence and stuff. And I've heard that she hangs out in Vancouver and stuff. So.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Celebrities are everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is kind of exciting when you bump into, you know, celebrities.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember in New York, I was at Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, but I was grabbing a dessert. Anyway, what is her name? Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
Who I love.
Uh-huh.
She had just got done with a jog, so she was in her gym wear, no makeup, nothing.
Yeah.
And she was in Starbucks, just chilling out.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah, you see, that's how Reese was dressed. I mean, mm-hmm. if it was her. But yeah, I really like, you know, you wouldn't even know that it's her, you know?
Right.
And that's what most of them do, I guess. They try to really look shitty so people don't recognize them and bug them on the street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes
sense to me.
Yeah, celebrities, man. And then Joe Frazier died. Frazier died, who was Muhammad Ali's most famous opponent.
Oh wow!
And
he died. How old is he?
Yeah, 67. He's pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, died of liver cancer. And so this guy's been around for a while, and so he died. Also. Mm-hmm. I told you yesterday that we have that my kid's grandfather was like dying. And
yeah,
stuff.
How's
well, he
doing?
Passed away last night.
No.
Yeah. And
oh.
Well, it was expected, you know. I mean, that's what, you know.
Yeah, it may be expected, but you don't, you know.
He was already lying
you never
in bed
want it
unconscious.
To happen.
No, of course.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So I guess everybody was bawling and. You know,
is he
like that.
In California?
Yeah, here in L.A., you know, and he's had Parkinson's for a long time, and which is totally ravages his body, you know. He couldn't, he could hardly move, you know, and then, yeah, have you seen like Michael J. Fox sometimes now how he moves and he has no control over his movement?
Yeah, very fidgety.
Yeah. And
very
because
sporadic.
Your muscles just sort of like... they become rigid, you know, so you can't move your body. You can't move your body parts.
Yeah, it's very interesting to me. I just wonder, like, do they feel it, though? Do they feel it moving? Like, do they know?
Yeah, I don't think so, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and he used to move his head quite a bit, you know, like rock it back and forth when he was talking and all that. And then he just fell into a coma and he passed away yesterday after a few days in a coma. So, so that's sad, you know. Not very old. I think he was in his early 70s, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
He still, though, lived a long, you know, good life.
And he was such an amazing man. I mean, everybody just loved him, you know. He was working for schools. He was a principal, and and vice principal in several schools.
Wow.
He worked for the Department of Education and stuff. So a lot of, you know, all his students, all his colleagues, you just loved him, you know.
So will that funeral be this weekend? Or?
Yeah, yeah, this weekend. So.
Fun. Let's see. Well,
yeah. I don't know if there's going to be a funeral because they decided to cremate, or he, before he died, he left it in his will that he wanted to be cremated.
Oh.
So they don't have funerals to people to get cremated. But the funny thing is, I don't know that in, and this is something I'm not sure about, but I don't know that in Judaism, you can get cremated and be buried. You know, apparently some rabbis don't want to do a memorial for
them.
Really? Yeah.
Huh. See, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm going to check into that. It's kind of weird, you know.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah.
I don't. I think everyone has the right to have a funeral.
Yeah,
I don't think he cares. You know.
Yeah. Well, he just wanted. He didn't want people to spend so much money, like 15 grand on a funeral
or
something.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It
how expensive
ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up for today. Steph, good luck to you with the auditions today.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.